Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Nearly a dozen Jewish organizations around Atlanta are hosting vigils tonight following Saturday's shooting. Jewish Federation of Greater Atlanta Director Eric Robbins says he doesn't want the attack to change the welcoming nature of synagogues across the city.
I hope that somehow or another we can find a balance between security and welcoming, because one of our priorities in this Jewish community, and it mirrors the priority of across Atlanta, is we want to be a welcoming community.
Robin spoke to GPB's Leah Fleming on Morning Edition. Some big-name politicians are on the campaign trail for Georgia's gubernatorial candidates, Stacey Abrams and Brian Kemp. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper visited the DeKalb County Democratic field office in late September on a campaign swing.
And I think we need great Democratic governors, so I'm focusing on Democratic governors.
But it's the same week he launched a so-called leadership pact that could help set up a run for president. He's not the only 2020 contender that has campaigned in Georgia.
Miss Nicole, this is Elizabeth Warren.
You've already voted.
Hello, hi. My name is Kirsten Gillibrand, and I'm volunteering on behalf of Stacey Abrams for governor, Sarah Riggs Amico for lieutenant governor.
Senators Warren and Gillibrand have also been mentioned as potential candidates to run against President Donald Trump, as has Senator Kamala Harris, who was here over the weekend. These politicians are hoping to help Abrams make history as the first black female governor in the U.S., and Georgia's changing demographics and the prospect of turning the state blue by 2020 make it a more attractive place to campaign. But it's not just Democrats getting big-name help. Senator Marco Rubio appeared with Kemp last week. Vice President Mike Pence is making three stops on Thursday, and Donald Trump Jr. held a rally in Kemp's hometown of Athens. President Trump himself has been a vocal supporter of Kemp on Twitter, both in the primary and general election. What remains to be seen is if these big names can help a candidate win and how that relationship continues into the next big election. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
It is the last week of early voting before Election Day, November 6th. GPB's Grant Blankenship reports Georgia voters have already blown past voting totals of earlier elections.
In early votes alone, the 2018 Georgia turnout has eclipsed total turnout in the state in the 2014 midterm election. And it's not a big shift in ethnic demographics that are driving the surge, but rather people who didn't vote at all in 2014. A little under 30% of both black and white voters fit that bill. And while the number of Hispanic early voters has been relatively small, over 60% of them did not cast a ballot in 2014. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams has urged early voting as a core piece of her electoral strategy. President Donald Trump is expected to visit the state this coming Sunday to campaign for her Republican challenger, Brian Kemp, after early voting wraps up. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
And the Abrams campaign announced just today that former President Barack Obama will stump for her at a rally on Friday. The controversial redevelopment of downtown Atlanta, so-called Gulch, is the topic of a special Atlanta City Council meeting tomorrow. GPB's Ross Terrell has more.
For the past couple of months, Atlanta City Council has gone back and forth with Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms on developing the 40-acre hole downtown. Two possible votes and a special meeting to approve the deal with the private developer CIM Group were called off. Mayor Bottoms has since renegotiated the deal with CIM, which includes more than $1.5 billion in tax incentives. She is now seeking approval from a city council committee. Council members and some residents have voiced concerns about the amount of public money going into the project, while the city deals with other issues, like a lack of affordable housing. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.